Another good cause is a Brothers and Sisters Role Modelling charity, and that's the charity of choice that Jack Sinclair and his dad, Brendan, they are also from the Gold Coast. They're riding from Perth to the Gold Coast. They started today. They hope to do it in 30 days. And I grabbed Jack and his dad before they started pedalling from Cottesloe Beach in WA, very keen to know if Jack had done anything this extreme before.
Nothing quite this big before. Been doing heaps of training, so we should get there.
And how much training have you done?
About 500 k's a week.
Oh, have you always loved cycling?
No, I really only got into it last year when my dad rode from Sydney to Surfers for a charity bike ride.
What do your friends at school think?
I think I'm absolutely not.
When you get back, you'll probably be a mini celebrity. How much money have you raised before setting out today?
$12,500 at the moment.
And how did you do that?
Mostly through the website, which is perthparadise.com.au. There's a big donate now button. People have just been donating through that.
Jack, you're riding with your dad. How do you think the two of you will get along, spending so much time together?
I reckon we'll go fine.
That doesn't sound overly confident, Jack. Can I have a quick chat to your dad?
Yeah, certainly. I just put him on.
Hey, Brendan. Jack sounds revved up and ready to go. He says that the two of you will have no problems getting along. Are you so confident?
Oh, yeah. We've done tons of training. We're feeling pretty fit. We've eaten all the right things, and to have the charity as a motivation is probably a bit of extra incentive to keep those legs going when they don't want to.
What is it about this charity? Why did both of you pick it?
Jack won the Southern Gold Coast Youth Citizen of the Year last year and donated the $250 prize money to Homeless Youth, which was the charity I was doing the bike ride for last year. And then he thought up this ride to ride across Australia. Then went to a heat. We may as well raise some money for a charity. And we thought we'll stick with that same sort of thing. Kids who need a helping hand and a positive role model, which is what Big Brothers Big Sisters of Australia do. So we went down to Melbourne, met the guys and saw what they did and thought, oh, that makes sense. Let's keep with that theme of helping kids who need a helping hand.
Were you surprised when he said I'd like to do this?
No, not really. He's always been a kid that gets out there and does stuff. He does lots of stuff like rock climbing and abseiling, and he's in the Air Force Cadets, goes off flying a plane and all those sort of things. So he's a very active kid who sort of looks for challenges and takes them up and gets them done. So cycling across Australia, although I remember when I first looked at it, I thought there's no way I can do that. He's the sort of kid that can do it easily. He's very, very tough mentally, really tough. And he's put in all the hard work on this one, so he'll be fine.
Brendan, how tough is it going to be?
It's amazing. Once you do all the training, you think to yourself, hey, this is not too bad. 150k a day turns out to be an easy bike ride for us. It's just the 150k a day for 30 days that's going to be the killer. So it's all about recovery and nutrition and getting up and mentally going the next day. I mean, we're going to feel awful most days, but we've got our little unofficial motto is just keep going, basically, and that's just got to get on the bike and keep pedalling no matter how you feel.
And is it just staying on the highway, or will there be some off-road cycling?
No, we're going to stick to, the major sealed roads. That'll make it a little bit easier for us. Undoubtedly, we'll detour a few places and have a look, and that's one of the things we're looking forward to is getting out and seeing the great Australian outback and all it has to offer.
What is going to be the first thing that both of you will do when you get off your bikes in Surfers Paradise in 30 days' time?
I think, firstly, we're going to head to the water because we're basically going from ocean to ocean. After that, well, mine's going to be a little different to Jack's, I think. Mine's going to be have a beer, I reckon. And I don't think Jack will be doing that. I reckon he'll be looking for a rub down.
As a dad, how proud are you of him for what he's doing?
Look, he is an absolute fine young man and absolute credit to himself and all those people who have helped him get along to where he is, from, you know, his scout teachers to the Air Force Cadets guys to his footy coaches to his teachers. All those people have made a tremendous impact on him and made him the excellent young boy he is today. And I'm just so proud to be his dad, really. He's a fine young man.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me that Big Brothers Big Sisters is the charity because it sounds like he's got a fantastic role model in you, Brendan.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's other people. I'm just the lucky one that gets all the credit.
Oh, he's too modest. That's Brendan Sinclair and his son Jack from the Eleanor Estate High School before they got on their push bikes from Perth, pedalling all the way to Surfers Paradise in 30 days. Good luck to them too.